This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As 2019 gets underway, many of us are wondering what lies ahead for the economy, but especially the agriculture economy. I ask Farmer Mac, Director of Economic and Financial Research, Jackson Takich, what farmers have to look forward to in 2019.
It's almost like, what do they not have to look forward to? And I don't think we're going to see a huge drop in farm incomes. Unfortunately, that means we're not going to see a huge increase in farm incomes either.
Takich says don't expect much upward movement.
You look at commodity prices, where supplies are, it's going to be hard for commodity prices to move much higher. We have a lot of corn, a lot of soybeans, a lot of wheat, and unfortunately with some of the trade restrictions that are in place now, it's just going to be hard to move that into international markets, which typically gives us an outlet for that excess supply.
And a deal with China would certainly help.
That would be a great thing. So the closer we can get to a deal, it doesn't have to be a permanent solution. It can just be some easing of that 25% retaliatory tariff that China has on soybeans. Anything that would reduce that amount would increase soybean prices almost immediately. Right now we're at about a 25% discount to Brazilian soybeans. So if we can get that tariff lifted, even half of it lifted would raise soybean prices by whatever we're lifting that tariff by.
Takich says stay positive.
When there's this much uncertainty as to what's going to happen, a little bit of news goes a long way to changing people's market expectations.
Listen tomorrow for more on agriculture in 2019.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.